The coronavirus has killed more than 900 people in China now. That's according to China's National Health Commission. The death toll now surpasses that of the SARS outbreak in 2002 and 2003. Officials work to learn more about this illness. Governments are trying to contain it.
And all of this is affecting people around the globe. That includes the Blouin family. Ilona and Claude Blouin are among the hundreds of Americans in U.S. quarantine after they traveled to China. They were visiting their son in Wuhan, which is the center of the epidemic, when the entire city was locked down.
That's when we became very concerned because the airport was closed, all the subways, the buses, the ferries, they weren't allowing cars to drive out of the city, and we felt, trapped.
The couple was eventually able to get a flight back to the U.S. and spoke with us from Travis Air Force Base in California.
We're able to go out into the grass, but there's a fence around.
Yeah, and there's many U.S. Marshals outside the fence, the area, making sure that nobody goes in and out.
But really, their biggest worry is their son, Craig. He lives in Wuhan. He decided to stay behind.
Everyone's very scared, I think.
Craig connected with us via Skype from Wuhan, which is a city of millions.
People don't really know when it's going to end. Most people just stay at home. I know some people that haven't gone outside for weeks.
Craig says if you do venture out, there is very little available to you.
Like, all transportation's closed. There's hardly any cars on the road. Most stores are closed. There are a couple isolated grocery stores and pharmacies are still open. But a couple of days ago, I went to one of the grocery stores and the inventory is getting kind of low. They still restock fresh vegetables, apparently. But I noticed they're running low on rice. And this is China. People eat a lot of rice.
He says people took his temperature before letting him enter the grocery store. Same thing happened when he visited a colleague.
I went to my coworker's apartment the other day because he had some cat food for my cat because everything's closed. You can't find food even for your pets. And they checked my temperature going into his apartment before I even got there. Some apartments, they even go door to door. They actually show up at your door to check to see if you have a fever.
And according to Craig, some apartment buildings have been locked down completely.
If there's a few sick people from that apartment, they will just close it down and don't let anyone come out. And hopefully they have food.
Now, Craig is a math teacher in Wuhan, and the disease has also affected his job.
I will be teaching online to my students.
Craig's parents tell us that it was really tough to leave him in China.
So heartbroken. You worry about your baby.
But he's been there for 6 years and does not plan to leave.
Wuhan's starting to feel like my home here. I made a lot of friends in Wuhan, and it feels like my home is here now.
The city now has been on lockdown for almost 3 weeks, but Craig is remaining in good spirits. Here is what he said when we thanked him for speaking with us yesterday.
Yeah, well, I have nothing else to do lately. I'm just in my apartment all the time.
Math teacher Craig Blouin waiting out the coronavirus in Wuhan, China.